So I had a look at my wardrobe the other day and realised that I don't own that much that isn't burned or stained or torn. And while I do fix everything that I can, I figured it's also probably time for some new clothes. And then I thought, why not buy something that directly supports me? Turns out, if you head to battlebird.productions/merch, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, bags, pretty much anything the modern repair person might need. There are some with a yellow sub on them, some with Automnicon's logo on, of course, and even a shirt from something called Haraldson Computer's Deadly Robot Animal Sanctuary, which I'm very curious about. So, support us and look good doing it. Go to battlebird.productions/merch or check the link attached to this message. Thanks.
The Bruismas Tree, a festive We Fix Space Junk mini episode.
So we've been waiting for 3 days now?
The cryopods must have woken us up for a reason.
Any updates, Dax?
Updates. Well, this is what I've been listening to for the past 3 days.
Be great if they actually told us what it was.
I can try and send an override signal, I suppose. Ping the database and try and force the brief through.
It's worth a shot.
Let me see. And here we go.
Hello, valued employee. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be waiting for a mission pending.
Seriously?
Wait, there's actually something coming in now.
And it's definitely... something?
I know exactly as much as you do.
Helpful.
Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission.
You will be... transporting... a... Princess Natalis... from... the planet Arboreta 1... to... the planet Arboreta 10... We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes? Pending. Message ends.
Interesting. The Arboretans are a fairly recently discovered race. Plant-based beings.
Oh, not like...
No, not like that. These are benign. They're basically trees.
And we're taking one from Arboreta 1 to Arboreta 10?
Yes. It's part of a tradition in their solar system to diversify their species. Every 5 years, well, every 13.5 Arboretan Grenz cycles, but in our terms that's about 5 years, there's an uprooting, a big gathering of the younger royal trees from each of the planets. Then there's a big party that lasts about 5 years, and then they do it again with another set.
It lasts 5 years?
Well, they are trees. Time's different for them.
Oh, right. We're not... going to have to wait around to pick them up, are we?
No. One particular quirk of this festival is that the majority of those attending, stay there.
What, really?
I assume they plant themselves there.
Oh, right.
I've set a course for the Arboretan system.
Thanks.
So, another round of Cluedo?
Nah, I'm good.
We could try festive Cluedo again.
No, putting the little hats on the pieces doesn't make it more interesting. And they keep falling off.
Suit yourself.
Is there anywhere to land? It just looks like thick forest everywhere.
These are the coordinates in the file. I guess I'll get in touch and see what they say.
Oh, that's weird.
What?
Look at the trees, they're moving.
They're shuffling out of the way.
Well, I guess we'll land then. I'll send out a message and let them know you're here. Although they all seem to be aware already.
Okay, I guess we'll go out onto the planet.
Oh, Bruce, the air.
I know.
It's beautiful. I didn't know I could enjoy breathing this much.
Hello?
Oh, hi. We didn't see you there.
Yes, sorry. I do blend in a bit. That's always been a problem. Anyway, I think you're looking for me. I'm Princess Natalis.
We are. Sorry, we're new to this area. So you're a princess. How does that work with trees?
Princess isn't really the word for it, but it's probably the closest word you have.
So do we... You're in a pot? How do we... Oh! You're in a pot with hundreds of little legs.
Of course! It's how we move about. We don't just plant ourselves under the nearest parent anymore. We get to pick where we go.
That explains a lot. Oh, what's that?
Oh, that's my luggage.
Same little legs. Cool. Would you like to come on board?
Yes, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Natalis. Aren't you two coming inside?
Sorry, we're just, enjoying the air.
All right. I can wait.
Well, welcome on board, Princess Natalis.
Thank you. I'm a bit nervous. I've never been on a spaceship before. It's very strange to be so far away from the ground.
We'll try and make it a nice journey. And it's a short one, at least. Are you ready to go?
Sorry, yeah. I just haven't breathed that well in a while.
That does tend to happen to oxygen-breathing life forms when they visit. Sorry, it should probably have been mentioned.
I'll start takeoff procedures then.
So, are you ready?
To leave my homeland forever? For somewhere I've never been?
Well, I meant for the party.
Oh, no. To either question.
Oh.
It's fine. I'll be all right. I've been waiting for this since I was a seedling. It's just a strange thing is all. I'm quite nervous.
So, what's the worst that could happen?
All of my needles could fall off.
Ah.
Is that likely?
It could happen, and it would be really embarrassing. Sorry. I'm catastrophizing, I know. It's just an important time in my life, and I want to get it right.
Oh, I completely get it. We had these coming up balls when I was younger, and it was so important that everything was perfect. And if it wasn't, you knew you'd be excluded from popular society forever.
Forever? Oh, no.
I'm not sure that helped.
Oh, I mean, our societies are very different. I'm sure that everything will be fine.
Yes, it'll all be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It will be fine. It'll be fine. Okay. I'm ready to start the decorating.
The what?
I need decorations.
Oh.
You don't have decorations? You should have decorations.
We can try.
Oh. Well, it was just I was expecting... I thought they would have told you that... I do have a few things we can start with, but I was hoping you'd have brought some things. They told me you would have brought some things. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, this is worse than all my needles falling off.
We can style it out. I've learnt a few things since being a repairwoman.
Hello, it's me, Sponsible. I love you. Whether you're celebrating Bruce-mas or it's just another day, I hope you have a lovely time. Here's a little old ad.
show your loyalty toward Omnicorn. Buy merchandise from our Tee Public store. Find the link in the show notes or at battlebird.productions. And maybe, just maybe, you will be spared.
I couldn't get any real tinsel, but unraveled copper wire does have a similar effect. That was a good thought.
Well, it's not like we were using that light fitting anyway.
You weren't using it.
We've got various spare parts hung festively across your branches, and there!
What's that?
So, I've molded a hummingbird out of wire, foil, and a washing up liquid bottle, so you can wear it as a hat.
It's beautiful.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'll bring it into land now. And they're moving out of the way again. Ooh, I don't think I'll get used to that.
Oh, I'm so nervous!
You'll be fine, I promise.
I hope so.
You look lovely.
Deep breaths. You'll do great.
Thanks.
And remember, this is as much for you as it is for everyone else there. The important thing is that you like how you look and that you feel comfortable. You make sure you enjoy this, and if anyone else does, that's just a bonus.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come visit me sometime.
Oh, yes. You think she will be okay?
I'm sure she will. Look at her. You did a really good job.
And she seemed really nice.
Do you think that they plant themselves, like, in the soil?
Maybe. I feel like those little pots can't be practical when they get bigger.
You know what? This has got me in the mood for Brucemas.
Really? It's like a month away. You never normally let me put the decorations up this early.
Well, maybe this year we should.
Yay!
I'll go get the Brucemas towel from the storage space.
Oh, and I'll get the hoses. I picked up some new ones after last year's, fire.
Don't forget the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I think we'll stick to projected flames this year.
Okay, I just need to remember where I put them.
Oh, you're taller than me. Can you get that down from the shadow?
In that special festive episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, and Princess Natalis was played by Jen Subden. The programming graphics were by Beth Crane, and production, music, and sound design were by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not consider buying our other Brucemas special, The Levelling Feast, on Gumroad, or supporting us on Patreon? This year especially, donations on Patreon and Ko-fi and people buying our merch on TeePublic, Etsy and Gumroad have really helped to keep us going. If you want to find out more, check the links in the show notes or visit battlebird.productions. And wherever and whenever you are, stay safe and Merry Brucemas.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Beyond the Dark.
Sub-level 19 was nothing like the other floors at Machine Co. There were no alabaster workbenches, no spotless white carpets. Here, it was dank, dark. And that noise. A humming, throbbing sound like a sickly heartbeat hiding behind the whir of a great machine. a large metal cage loomed out of the darkness, backlit by an iridescent blue monitor, on which a cursor blinked idly. A metal panel slid out of an aperture in the cage near the monitor, and suddenly the cursor came to life. It read, "Insert hand here."
Beyond the Dark, a sci-fi anthology by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Find it at beyondthedarkpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.